in a normal week, and there are no normal weeks right now, Eastern Niagara Health Systems will do around 100 operations in its main building in Lockport and its ambulatory center on Transit Road. That's a major income source for the struggling system, and those operations haven't been occurring. Layoffs have taken place. Now, President and CEO Ann McCaffrey says operations will start on Tuesday, and doctors are putting the list of patients together for procedures. McCarthy says there will be a difference reflecting the times, even with staff working to keep Eastern Niagara clean.
Ensuring the cleanliness and sanitation of all of our rooms and services and equipment. But in this executive order that the governor issued, there is a new requirement that we test all patients for elective surgeries if they're COVID positive or not. So we will be implementing testing prior to the scheduling of any elective surgery.
Niagara County has a rising toll of ill and dead from the crisis. McCaffrey says the term elective surgery is a little misleading because for many patients, it's more than that, like someone who needs an artificial hip to get around. For that patient, it's not elective, it's essential. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.